So if you'll bow your heads, we'll run to the Lord. Father, without you, we can do nothing that makes you happy, because we're usually in our flesh. So I'm asking you, Father, for your anointing so that we can become that which you've called us to be. In Jesus' name, I pray. I heard today the word fear. And obviously, this afternoon, as I was crying out to the Lord, he said, go to 1 John 4. So, come with me to 1 John chapter 4. And I'm going to try to awaken you to a reality that might be helpful to you. How many have ever had a problem with fear? Thank you. This is not a new message. This is an old message. I've spoken about this many times because that's the power source of darkness is fear. When you fear, you become tormented. When you become tormented, your peace of heart and mind usually goes out the window. And 1 John 4:18 says there is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear. Because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. And I remember the very first time that the Lord began to press in this truth to me. I cannot be perfected if I consistently fear. That's scary. Scary from a different level. He also tells us in Revelations 21, and the Lord mentioned that I should go to the Amplified. So I took out the Amplified. Revelations 21, verse 8. Now, it's quite lengthy, but it is factual that John was revealing the nature of the Lord, but he was also telling us that you need to do something. When you are a coward or you are fearful and you lack courage, you need to cry out for the Lord to rebuild you. And I remember many years ago, a lady teacher was teaching about this particular subject, and of course it hit home because she read that being a coward is a sin. Being fearful is a sin. It's not what you want to be able to do. So verse 8 says, Revelations 21:8, but as for the cowards and the ignoble and the contemptible and the cravenly lacking in courage, and the cowardly submissive, and as for the unbelieving and faithless, and as for the depraved and defiled with abominations, and as for murderers, and the lewd and the adulterous, and the practicers of magic arts and the idolaters, those who give supreme devotion to anyone or anything other than God, all liars, those who knowingly convey untruth by word or deed, all of these shall have their part in the lake that blazes with fire and brimstone. This is the second death. Now you say, well, that is in itself condemnatory. I have problems with fear. Well, I got news for you. I remember one time saying to the Lord, now I feel so much better. I think this thing is pretty well out of my heart. You know, you've done a lot of work, Lord, and I'm very happy. And I was doing, you know, much, much better. That same night, I had a dream. And in the dream, guess what? Ugly creatures showed up. And I found myself yelling. I woke myself up yelling. So much for my victory over fear, right? I said, Lord, I thought I was better than that. And I got up, and Irene said, "What's wrong?" "Oh," I said, "I just had a nightmare." I wasn't about to explain the whole detail. I just, you know, hey, it's not time to discuss it at maybe 2 o'clock in the morning. But I did get up. And I remember saying to the Lord, "What's up? I thought I was getting better." He said, "What happens when the unexpected shows up? What happens when torment comes? What do you see in yourself?" I said, "I need a lot of help." He said, "Why do you think I cried out for mercy for Peter, James, and John and the rest of the crew?" He told Peter, "If I hadn't prayed, you would have failed." Wow. That's a wake-up call. So I said, "Okay, what's the solution?" He says, "Rely on me. Instead of relying on how much you think I've done." See the self-reliance? So, there's a place in each of us that maybe hasn't yet been shown to us. But there are areas that are hidden. And God keeps them hidden until it's time to let you know how vulnerable you can be. How much darkness there's still left in us. How much fear has control over our thoughts, over our minds, and even over our bodies and our hearts. Go back to verse 18 of 1 John 4. "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear." Now, who is perfect love in action? The Lord. His Holy Spirit. Amen? So, as you rely on Him, and you focus on Him, and you begin to declare, "Wait a minute. I'm not going to bow to this thing. I'm not going to be cowardly. I'm not going to be afraid of what's happening down the road. Because all I'm doing is useless worrying." I want to tell you that I got a phone call this week. And I was told that Father Frank Darling had passed away. Anybody know Father Darling? Okay, two of us. Father Darling was a gift to me in the Charismatic Renewal. I knew him intimately for many years. We met with him every single month at the leaders' meeting. He was a gift. And I can remember one night, I had just gotten baptized in the Holy Ghost. I had my new language. And because of fear, I had shut it down. Because somehow, when I would speak the new tongues, I knew, or I had a knowing of what was going on. And they told me that when you speak in tongues, you won't understand what you're saying. But I knew what I was saying. Well, that was right out of the box, so obviously Gim shut it down. Hey, I'm not going to displease God. After all, I know God has it all prepared. It's called Teachings for Dummies. And I was definitely not knowing the Word of God. I had been reading for about 10 years, but as far as the Holy Ghost, He was a brand new level of God that I had never really understood. I was nosy, but I didn't understand. So we go to this prayer meeting on a Friday night right here on Carew Street, St. Mary's Church, I think it was. Huh? St. Mary's. It's got a different name now. And we were in a great big gymnasium, probably about 500 Catholics, celebrating on a Friday night. Father Darling was preaching. Guess what he's taught on? "Some of you have gotten a new gift from the Holy Ghost and you are now speaking in tongues. And because of fear, you have shut it down." And he began to explain that the devil would never try to shut you down if it wasn't real. How many know the devil is a deceiver? He's a liar. He's an accuser. So he explained it, and boy, did the lights go on. So we got in the car and drove home. I said to my wife, I said, wow, thank you for Father Darling. I said, he really opened up the door for me to understand that I better keep those tongues moving even when I know. So my friend is sitting in the back seat. He says, Kim, interpretation is part of what it says in the scriptures. I said, what? He says, interpretation is another gift. God just gave you two instead of one. You got a bargain deal. Got one for free. I hadn't known that you could get interpretation. So, guess what? I was more excited. Of course, I only had four syllables, but that was enough. A few weeks later, we go back. Same service, same building, same people, basically. Same pastor teaching. And that night, he taught on useless fear. Wow. Useless fear. I never forgot it. Useless. He says, do you realize what it produces? And he began to teach that night. And you know what? I really believe he's probably going to teach a lot of Catholics in heaven tonight. Because Catholics will listen to Catholics. They probably think they're the only ones there, but that's okay. God will get his way the way he wants it done. See, and that's my background. And yesterday I was talking to a lady, and she happened to say, well, where were you before you became a pastor? I says, I was a good Catholic boy practicing. I said, I learned that I needed to stop practicing and start to become Catholic. She says, become Catholic? I says, that's right. If you are a real Catholic, you are universal. She said, I never heard of that. I says, it's called lack of knowledge. I said, you come on some Tuesday or some Sunday and we'll educate you a little bit. And she says, I just might do that. Where do you meet? So the next level was chit-chat here and there. But I remembered how I was and how much I needed to overcome a lot of these useless areas of fear. Useless because they produce torment. Not good medicine. Look at your neighbor, say, torment is going now. It's not from God. Next scripture, 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7. This is St. Paul telling his young spiritual son, wake up, you gotta smell the roses. It's not that you got a gift from darkness that's going to give you salvation. 2 Timothy. I got to find it. Anybody there already? Okay. Why don't you read it out loud, please?
For God has not given us the spirit of fear.
God has not given us a spirit of fear.
Of power.
But of power.
Of
love.
Of sound
mind. And of a sound mind. The reason I'm repeating it is because of the recorder. And I want to make sure that they get the picture. So he gave us what? Power, love, and a sound mind. How many have ever had trouble with a brain department? Well, if you begin to use this promise and declare it openly that God has given you power, love, and a sound mind, and you start declaring that every morning, what do you think is going to happen as you go forth in the day? Who do you think is going to show up? Holy Spirit's going to show up. Who else is going to show up?
Fear.
Huh?
Fear.
Fear is going to show up because you've threatened him. You've threatened him. You remember? What did you see in that first vision? That tree, right? Represents authority. Who has given you all authority? Who? Yes, the Lord. He's resident in you. So if you're in a place of torment or fear, you can stand up and say, wait a minute. God did not give me a spirit of fear. And I'll tell you, you can think your way to victory, but you can speak your way much quicker. You can think it, but it's better if you're spoken. Because the word creates. There are circumstances when maybe you're in a public place, or you're on the job, or you've got people around you, and you may not be able to speak it openly, because you might irritate a few people. I should have heard a couple of amens. But there are times when you're all alone, and you can declare boldly, God did not give me a spirit of fear. He gave me power, love, and a sound mind. And perfect love casts out all fear. Not some, all fear. Now put your Bibles down. Or pads or whatever you got. Because we're going to get together. And we're going to agree. Because God says, when two or more agree on earth, asking anything of our Father, He'll do it for us. And we need grace to conquer this thing. Because without grace, what are you going to be doing? You're going to be relying on your brains. How many of you know your brains can fail you? Amen? Amen. Come on up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else would help, love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me.
With nothing else.
When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Say, Father, tonight.
Father, tonight.
I'm making a new covenant.
I'm making a new covenant.
With the Spirit of love.
With the Spirit of love.
Which is Christ Himself.
Which is Christ Himself.
And His Spirit.
And His Spirit.
Fully alive in me.
Fully alive in me.
I'm giving a threat.
Right now,
and telling the spirit of fear,
you're on notice.
You haven't paid rent.
Any leftovers around?
I'm not accepting them.
You're leaving now.
I break your anointing.
And your thought patterns.
In my heart.
In my soul.
In my body.
And I say to you,
I bind you
in the name of Jesus.
I break your power now.
I render you useless.
And powerless.
To torment me.
Or to create terror.
In me.
In my body.
In my mind.
And in my emotion.
And I'm telling you now.
God did not.
Give me a spirit of fear.
He gave me power.
Love.
And a sound mind.
Now look across from each other. I'm sure you got at least a couple pairs of eyes.
Amen? Amen.
Say, I'm telling you up front.
Fear is on the way out.
He is not acceptable in this house.
He's not paid rent.
And I'm not accepting any squatters.
So spirit of fear.
Loosen your grip.
With all your friends.
And be gone.
In Jesus' name.
I welcome.
The spirit of love.
And power.
And a sound mind.
For me.
It's my gift.
From my Savior,
Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.